Hey there, welcome back to day 13 of our Christmas Advent devotional series called Unwrapping Christmas, viewing the Nativity through Luke's eyes that has been beautifully written by my sweet friend Sue Bolt. So here we are on day 13. I'll be reading Luke 1, verse 39 through 43 and verse 56. A few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me?" Verse 56, and Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then went back to her home. Day 13, as member of Christ's body, the church, we all can learn a thing or two from Mary's and Elizabeth's relationship. Just after Gabriel's announcement to Mary of the coming king she would carry in her womb, she beats it as quickly as possible to her elderly cousin, Elizabeth. Mary's visit invites us to consider that she must have felt extremely safe with Elizabeth. There must have been something of the special relationship that only a more mature person can have with a younger one. And we must ask ourselves, no matter our age now, who are we pouring our lives into that may be coming up behind us? Who are we sharing our faith life with? Some call it mentoring. However, the scriptures call it discipleship. Think of Jesus and his crew, Moses and Joshua, Elijah and Elisha, Naomi and Ruth. Okay, that last couple may have been in reverse of who was helping who, but you get the idea. Mary and Elizabeth not only had a safe and comfortable relationship, they also experienced fellowship. The Christian word from the original Greek of the Bible, koinonia, that means sharing, unity, partnership, participation, communion, and a brotherhood, a relationship that is deeply edifying, incredibly satisfying, and eternal. The world has deep relationships too, usually based upon common interests and pursuits, yet nothing compares to the Holy Spirit's extraordinary work to unite believers who may have nothing in common outside of Christ. And when He is the author of our relationships, just like Mary and Elizabeth, His gifts are dispensed, faith is increased, hearts are encouraged, and best of all, miracles happen. Here are a few questions for us to ponder on. Think of some people you have genuine koinonia with, and think of some people that you can pursue to pour your faith into. And how does today's devotional speak to you personally? Thank you, Father, for the unity that we have with you and with believers that have like-minded hearts to do extraordinary work for your kingdom. Thank you that when we come together, spiritual gifts are dispensed and faith is increased and encouragement is produced to see your miraculous power invade our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you haven't received Jesus as your Savior and you would love for Him to come into your life, say this prayer with me out loud right where you are. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says in John 6:37, all those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. So I know that you will never drive or cast me out, but you take me in, and I thank you for it. You say in your word in Romans 10:13, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm calling on your name, so I know you have saved me now. You also say, God, in Romans 10:9 through 10, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. I believe in my heart Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he was raised from the dead for my justification, and I confess him now as my Lord. And I do believe with my heart that I've now become the righteousness of God in Christ, and I am saved. Thank you, Lord. If you prayed this for the first time, I would love for you to email me. I'll send you a free gift. And stay tuned for tomorrow's Advent devotion.